What do you think the most important issue facing our country is right now?
I think it's healthcare. We are so divided as a country on healthcare. You know, like healthcare for all is not the answer. That's a dream that'll never happen. But I think we need to get the healthcare so that everybody has the opportunity to have access to healthcare. What drives the cost of healthcare is big pharma and what they're charging for the medicine that they're providing to the people. Insulin should not be the cost it currently is. In the hospital, a Tylenol pill should not cost you $15. In healthcare, we don't have any scruples.
How do you feel about the immigration issue?
Well, you talk about immigration. We have a major problem in this country with immigration on our southern border. And I'm not saying the wall is the answer. There are certain areas that a wall would be important. But there are other areas along our southern border that I think if we use the technology that we have at hand, we can cover that. The other part is that I think it's important that if you're going to allow immigrants into this country, that you have to come here legally. Open borders? I don't think that's the answer. There's a process you have to follow. And if you can't follow the process, well, then you can't come in. It's not that we don't have room in this country, but it's you allow them to have free healthcare. You're taxing the system. The system was designed to support a specific community. Healthcare professionals, there's only a limited number. When you talk about healthcare for them, for free, what about the forgotten American? All the homeless that we have in this country that don't have access to any of this, and nobody's helping them. Wait a second. Look at our major cities. And look what's happening in California at the parks. I'm embarrassed for this country. We're not taking care of our own. We're looking to help everybody else.
What do you think the government's role should be in providing social safety nets?
I think if we're going to supply any kind of aid to any individual, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, I don't care if you came from England or you came from Saudi Arabia, but I do care if I'm going to give you this kind of help, you've got a limit, no more than 5 years. I'll help you in that 5 years. I'll help you, you know, be it job training or some kind of educational program so that you can be a productive member of society. But after 5 years, guess what? You're not getting anything. Because if you haven't made it in 5 years, then you know what? You're not worthy. You have to encourage them to become a productive member of society. And that's what we're not doing with all these entitlement programs. Just giving stuff away and not earning it? Come on. Nobody gave me anything. Nobody gave you anything. And you know what? There's a lot of examples of people in this country and in other places that had nothing and became very successful. It's all about the individual and what he or she wants to accomplish. You don't have to be a professor. You could be the best tree pruner in the world. You succeeded, you like what you're doing, and you're contributing. Hey, God bless you. These social nets, we have to rethink them and how long they should be provided to the individual. If you are handicapped, that's a different story. You also need to have compassion. Whatever I can do to help you because you are in a situation that you're in, no fault of your own, damn, I'm going to help you.
What do you want your country to do for you?
I think the most important thing this country can do for me is establish term limits for our Congress members. We have too many people in Congress, either house, that have been there for too long. And that's what's dividing this country. People have been there too long. They're on a different playing field than you and I. They represent their own political ideas, and there's no way they're going to change. So the word compromise is not part of their vocabulary, and that's a shame. So that's where my country has let me down, because we no longer compromise, and we have people in power that no longer listen to what their constituents are saying.